For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got another wonderful show with a great guest in store for you. I hope you caught last week's show. Last week's show was kind of a good show. It was a me-only show, no guests last week. But this week we've got somebody, so you don't have to listen to just me all hour long. And of course, as always, we start off with my little section from my book, Everyday Awakening. And we've only got about, I think, five more sections of the book. So just about you know, two more months worth, a little less than 2 months worth of quotes. And then I have to figure out something else to do at the beginning of my show. Okay. So today's section of the book is Our Struggle is Our Opportunity to Practice Our Wisdom. It is common to get upset in the face of challenges. We may be annoyed or upset that we are still struggling. Yet these very struggles are great opportunities. They are our opportunities to grow, our chance to put into practice all the things we have learned. A struggle is a gift to become more conscious of how we are responding. They are moments of choice. Do we choose to respond out of anger or fear? Or do we choose to respond out of understanding and love? Yes, we probably should love ourselves more, but this doesn't mean we have to stop loving others. Once we have taken care of ourselves, we can turn our attention to taking care of the needs of others. Our choice is in how we become wiser in the moment. Our choice is in letting go of our reactions and instead learn to respond from a place of empowerment. As we learn to respond with kindness and joy throughout our struggles, we will lift ourselves and others up. Coming at a challenge from a posture of gratitude and peace enables us to show up in the world in a manner that's supportive. Our trials and tribulations are an opportunity to take the spiritual understanding we have inside and bring it outside to practice what we believe, to make manifest the world we say we want to live in. It all starts and ends with us. The energy we bring to any situation determines more about the outcome of that situation than anything else, especially in our interactions with people. It is not about winning or losing. It is not about getting what we want at the expense of another person. It is about how we feel when it is all over. It is about how well we can sleep that night and how our hearts feel when all is said and done. Anytime we come at life from a proper place, we feel better. We know deep inside that we are aligned with a higher purpose, a higher way of being. We will be at peace inside. We can smile to ourselves. We can laugh about it all. If not right away, then in a few days. weeks, months, or years. We win when we come from our heart. We thrive when we feel the alignment to our true essence. Our struggles and the trials are just opportunities to learn how aligned we truly are. Do you have something you are struggling with to which you could bring more joy? So, I wrote this section of my book after a conversation I had with someone around, you know, having to face a difficult challenge after having, you know, engaged in spiritual practice and after, you know, all the work and that I've done. And they kind of pointed out how, you know, doing all this work, doing this inner work, this emotional healing, you know, doing this stuff, it's not about when we're in ceremony. It's not about when we're sitting down and meditating and feeling okay in those moments. And, you know, those are great moments. But it's all about how do we show up the next day when we do face a challenge, when maybe we face a relative or a coworker or a friend who does something that just drives us nuts and we think, how can they do this? It's about, you know, when we're on hold, calling up some company that billed us incorrectly and we have to get through their voicemail chain until you finally get to talk to a person. And then how do we show up when we talk to that person? You know, it's very easy to be peaceful, to be so kind and warm and open when everything is going well. But our true character comes out when things are not going our way. When we are facing struggles, when we are facing life in a way that is not the most pleasant, that is not the easiest, that is challenging for us. You've heard me mention on recent shows how I was recently out in Colorado for 3 weeks with my wife, but at the beginning of the trip, she got a call from her niece and her sister was sick and in the hospital. And she had to fly out to China. And so the rest of the trip, I was out there by myself. And so that was not what I wanted. That was not what I expected. And granted, Colorado is beautiful and I was up in the mountains and every day I get up and look out the window and maybe take a walk. And I just breathed in the beauty and I appreciated it so much. But still, honestly, there was a piece of me that was like, this really sucks being alone. I really would rather there was someone here I could share this with. And it was a struggle. However, when I did maybe go out and I was in contact with other people, I was actually so grateful that, you know, I was always so happy. I did what I could to really enjoy the situation as much as I could. And that's what doing the deep inner work is about. That's what doing this healing work. That's what, you know, diving into our pain and our trauma so that we can heal it and feel better. Like, that's what it's all about. It's so that we can not just feel better in those moments, not just feel better when we're in ceremony or meditating or having fun, but that we can approach life from a better perspective, that we can approach life with an energy of gratitude, even in the difficult moments. Or we just approach life being more present to what's going on and know that we're showing up the best we can. And maybe if we can't even enjoy where we are, to maybe just be a little more curious and allow that curiosity to take us to some place that maybe we didn't expect. And look, I'm like you. I don't enjoy being uncomfortable. I don't enjoy having to deal with difficult people. I don't enjoy when things don't go according to plan. Of course, I'm a human being. Yet I've also learned over the years that what happens to us is not nearly as important as how we choose to respond to what happens to us. That is what really shows our true character. It is in our response. It is in how we treat others. It is in how we respond to others when maybe they don't treat us the way we want to be treated. And look, I'm not saying that we need to put up with people abusing us or put up with people violating our standards. No, we can remove ourselves from the situation. We can have clear boundaries. There's nothing wrong with that. But do we do it from a place of anger, or do we just do it from a place of valuing ourselves? And you see, that's the fine line that we learn to walk. Because when we value ourselves, when we truly love ourselves, we don't put up with that kind of nonsense. And when we learn to truly love ourselves, then we can truly learn to love and care for others. And loving and caring for others means not to put up with their BS either. It means we've learned how to say no, but not say no from anger, saying no from a very peaceful, centered place within ourselves. So it's when we come to these challenging places, like that's the opportunity to practice what we've learned. That's the opportunity to apply what we've experienced is. That's the opportunity where our true character comes out. And that's when we have an opportunity to live a better life. We live a better life when life throws us curveballs and we don't allow that to take us off of our center, out of our hearts, out of our deeper knowing, out of our more joyful place deep inside. So that's the little section from my book. If you enjoy that and you'd like to read all of my little pearls of wisdom in my book, Everyday Awakening, you can just go to www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And that will take you to the Amazon listing. But of course, we're in major booksellers. So you can go to any small independent bookstores, which I love to support, and just ask them to order a copy of Everyday Awakening by Sam Leibowitz for you. So I hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, I've got about five more of these. I have to see, you know, and I'm open to your suggestions. So, you know, if you have ideas of how you'd like to see me kick off my shows once I finish going through my book, please email me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com or say something on one of the live streams in the comments and let me know, how would you like to see me kick off my shows in the future once I finish going through my book? All right. Now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show facilitator, speaker, and master mindset coach, Janet Elaine Schmidt. Over a decade of experience as an integrative, holistic healing and performance facilitator, inspirational speaker, and master mindset coach, Janet is the visionary creator and founder of Reprogram for Success and quantum consciousness integration. So you can tell she's my kind of people. Janet's journey has led her to discover that through a strategic blend of energy psychology techniques alongside modern and ancient reprogramming methods, one can reshape their belief systems to achieve the success one desires across all facets of life. Her remarkable success rate of 95%, that's pretty good, among clients speaks volumes about the efficacy of her approach. Janet enables you to identify and remove energetic barriers and inherited imprints stored in the subconscious for generations. She imparts invaluable insights on recognizing and releasing limiting programs, imprints, blocks, and ailments, paving the way for enhanced emotional intelligence and fostering prosperity in both professional and personal realms. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Janet. Need to unmute.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. And I really want to dive into all the things you do. But unfortunately, we got to take a break first. So I wanted to just introduce you first before break. And then when we come back, I want to ask you kind of like, how'd you get into all this stuff? You know, was this something that was always part of your life or something that kind of developed later on? And we're going to delve into all the amazing things that you do. Okay.
All right.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all across our social media channels on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we will be right back with our guest, Janet Schmidt, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape driving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Janet, I'm curious. You're an NLP practitioner. You do hypnotherapy. You're a Psy-K practitioner, Theta healing, DNA reengineering, light code activation. You've got a ton of various energetic healing modalities under your belt. How did you come to all this? I mean, was this something like you've been interested in since you were a kid, a young adult? Was there some big event in your life that made you say, I think I've got to try something different? How did you come to all this?
Well, I've always been interested in kind of energy work, you might say. As a kid, I used to do laying of hands on horses. I didn't know really what I was doing. I was walking out in the field and I put my hands out and just say, I'm putting love out in my hands. And all the horses would come. And these wouldn't be horses that I knew. I just walk out in the field. And so I did that early on, but I didn't really register it. And I went into the mainstream of life and did everything, went to college, had three kids and worked. And I was working for, I was chairman of the board of a nonprofit that helped homeless women get a better education to break the cycle with their children and raising funds for inner city hospital. So I was always working with the underserved. And then when I went through a divorce, I ended up with a large sum of money. And I thought, oh, wow, I can help the underserved, both nonprofit and individual alike. To me, it was like a wonderful thing that happened. And before I knew it, everybody was attaching to me for my money and I couldn't say no. My financial advisor, who was with a well-known international institution, made an investment outside the scope of the firm and lost a lot of money. And so here I'm sitting in arbitration and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to lose this money. I never once didn't think I wasn't going to win, but I just went through this thought. And, you know, we could say that's the quantum physics of it, because quantum physics says everything's energy, including our thoughts. So here I should know better. My thoughts are going out there, right? But in the end, he was disbarred. The company fined, his partner fined, and I only got 10% of what I lost. So now I wanted to know more. Okay, so I know the quantum physics, but I started going down epigenetics, which is the imprinting in our genes from our ancestors, well, passed down to our parents, and our parents pass these characteristics, these even our emotions, just the way we live our lives, all these imprints get passed down from our parents to us from the time we're born to about 8 years old. And then after that, it's anything catastrophic in society that dictates how we live our life and our reality. So I had to take a look at this. I started looking at what I call our inherited money consciousness. So that took me down the rabbit hole of my subconscious mind and the imprinting from the time I was a child. And I came from 8 generations of ministers who signed up to be economically challenged, who signed up to help the underserved. There's my nonprofit and doing all that work, and who never had any money to manage. And I always say that I don't want to take their journey away from them, because it's honorable what they chose, but I didn't choose that. And I was like, wait, all these programs. So my mom used to say the money is the root of all evil and rich people were not nice people. And I had all this programming and fear put in me. And so I was interested in detangling all of it. So I studied as much as I could to have an understanding how to reprogram these epigenetic imprints. And I did. I'm still doing it today. I still find things that I'm reprogramming of myself. We're always a work in progress, but that's kind of how I fell into it. So I did kind of just fall into it and just kept studying.
Wow. Wow. And I mean, I see you don't just have one. So what was the first modality that you learned about?
Well, I became a Reiki master long before this even happened to me. I was already a Reiki master. So that's why I said I knew better about the energy and the thoughts that I was putting out there, you know, because Einstein said, put the frequency out there of the reality you wish for and you can't help but bring it to you. That's not philosophy. That's physics.
Right.
Well, I knew better. I knew better. But, you know, when you're in that fearful place, you can't stop the thoughts.
Right, right, right. And where were you at the time? Where were you living?
In Boston.
Okay. So again, it's like not necessarily the most, well, I mean, it's a liberal place, but not necessarily a place that's going to, where you're going to find energy healers down the block. I'm curious, as you started to get into this stuff more and more, did your friends, did the people you know, were they like, you know, what's Janet doing now? Or are they like, you know, starting to get worried about you? Or were they pretty accepting of sort of these different things?
Well, I had some clients that would come to my house. I mean, I had some people who they were speaking to me. I did it on the side and they'd come to the house. But when I really full force went into this was when I moved to California. I live in California now.
Gotcha.
So I did have clients for 3 or 4 years that I lived in Boston. And I also worked on horses at that time too. Cause I'm certified in acupressure kinesiology and massage for equines and canines as well.
Oh my God. Like your list of, I mean, of certifications has got to be one of the longest ones I've seen.
Because I love animals as well. So I was doing a mixture of work in Boston, but when I came out here, I really focused on expanding what I could do with what I already had in my pocket. And it was probably about 8 years ago that I really figured it out, like how everything worked. And I'm still trying new modalities. I'm constantly a work in progress. My son came home and saw Post-it slapped on the inside of a water jug. And he goes, "What's going on?" I said, "Oh, I'm programming the water. I'm water bending." I said, "They call it water bending." I said, "I'm seeing if it helps." And I said, "I'm even trying quantum numbers on quantum codes on the inside."
That's so funny.
Something new.
So when did you decide, like, what was there something, a particular incident or something that made you say, like, "Oh, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to start doing this full time"?
When I started seeing myself change, when I started seeing I have something here, I'm like, "Oh," and I was, as I said, I was already doing Reiki. Because I was a Reiki master, I was already doing that on the side and having great success with people and their pain, managing pain. And so I had already what I'd say, you know, my spirit was calling me to do that work. And then when I fell into really understanding the combination and doing parts of neurolinguistic programming, theta healing, psyche, and EMDR, you know, some of these methods, when I found out a certain way to do them together, that you really could change a self-limiting belief into a self-enhancing one. And for some people, instantly, like within 15 minutes.
Yeah. So what would you say is the biggest change you've seen in yourself that, like, when you look back on things, you're like, wow.
Well, one is self-confidence. I would say that. Because I didn't have a lot of self-esteem when I was a young kid. So I noticed that, but fear was a big one for me. And I was in a situation one day when normally I would have been saying this and going this way because I'd be fearful. And all of a sudden I saw reality shift and I went a totally different way. So I literally saw the scene split. It was pretty crazy, but I realized, oh, I have finally had a paradigm complete shift. And so I had safety, security, and confidence at that time. And it was a huge moment for me.
Wow. That's wonderful. Okay. Let me think. All right. Before we start on another topic, it's time for us to take a break. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how you use all these different modalities, because there's so many different things that you do. Like when you work with someone, how do you work with them? How do you know, like, what modality to use? How do you help them to really transform? And maybe even a little bit of maybe what do you see differently now than when you started? Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We'll be right back with our guest, Janet Schmidt, in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Talk Radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. So Janet, you have so many different modalities. Like myself, I'm also trained, not in as many as yours, but in several different modalities. So when a client comes to see you, how do you work with them? Like, how do you know what to do with them?
Well, the first thing I ask them is how I can assist them. And usually within the first 5 minutes, I already know what we're going to be working on. That's key. But it depends on who's in front of me. I mean, if they're a meditator, sometimes I might start out with a little bit of theta healing because we both go into kind of a meditative state that way and work together. If it's somebody that's a little more linear, I'll go into neuro-linguistic programming because they can understand that a little bit clearer. But what some know, and some of my clients know, and some don't, and if they're listening and they don't know this, they will now, I channel before I meet with a client. And so before I meet with a client, I pretty much have a clue because it's not channeling me, it's channeling a message for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically channel their higher self at that time. And can have an understanding, and there's always a message for them in there.
Mm. Gotcha. And do you find that clients come to you with like, do you see themes? Like, do you see like clients come with similar challenges, or they're dealing with similar things, or is it really like all over the map right now?
Well, there are times that I'll say, wow, that's everybody's coming here for money, inherited money consciousness. I think basically all of humanity, and this includes my clients, I think we all have a level of fear. We all have a level of trauma. We all have a level of abandonment. We all have a level of all these things. And so I don't know that I can say any one theme. I mean, when I do business groups, I work with business teams. And when I'm working with them, the focus is mainly on what they want to achieve. So everybody's focused on that. But as individuals, I would say it's across the board, because we're always dealing with fear or lack. Lack is connected to fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all interconnected.
Right. So is there one particular modality that you like to lean in more than the others, or is it really just, it all depends on what's presenting at the moment with the client?
Well, I'm always using at least three or four modalities in a session, but I always end with Psyche.
Ah, why is that?
Because to me, when I'm using the other modalities, if you're using something like EMDR or, you know, you're moving out the trauma, you're trying to manage the trauma and bringing the trauma to healing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the process that we do in that. But we're also changing the belief system. Mm-hmm. So when you're putting in, and like neurolinguistic programming is an easy one to use as a demonstration. So if you have fear, we're going to go down your timeline and we're going to say, okay, where did it first show up?
Mm.
And then we're going to clear out fear and replace it with safety, security, and confidence.
Mm. So
right there, you're starting to reprogram the subconscious mind, right?
Right.
But I like Psyche because Psyche crosses your left cortex with your right cortex and brings you into a whole brain state on the new belief. So I believe in moving out the old belief, bringing in the new belief, and then double clamping it down with Psyche.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of one of those that I like to double make sure that it's like really in there. Yeah. And Psyche, I work with the client and we it's kind of like building an affirmation. We do a new belief. And so together we come up with what the new belief is, which is, we could say, I have safety, security, and confidence in every situation.
Could you give us maybe an example of a client that came to you and had a certain challenge and how you worked with them and what the result was?
Well, I had a fun one, so I'm going to talk about the fun one I had.
Okay.
I got asked to do by a friend, a seminar at her barn to demonstrate kinesiology taping of horses. But a woman was there and she goes, can I have a private session with you? And I said, sure. But she meant for her horse and her. So her horse had gone through trauma. It was a Mustang that had been captured at 1 year old and had been beaten and a bunch of different things before she got it. And so it had been through trauma, and she had gone through trauma as a little girl. So it was interesting that both in their youth, they had gone through trauma. And so I went through a whole session of assisting both the horse and her through trauma. So we had a whole session of working through that energetically with the horse, and then going through different modalities with her. And this is all in an arena, just us alone together in this big arena. And then after that, she felt such relief that she asked if she could have, because I do a lot of my sessions over Zoom, if she could have a Zoom meeting. And I said, sure. And this time she wanted to work on her inherited money consciousness or abundance meter. And recently she just wrote me and she said, I have taken my business all the way to the next level. And she said, I can't believe it, but I can't thank you enough for taking that. But I think when we start peeling back the onion of who we really are and where our beliefs come from and really start addressing them, which can be painful at times, we start growing. And so by her starting to understand her trauma and healing her trauma, she was able to now step into the next level of her business. She was ready for the next thing that was coming along.
Right. I'm wondering, do you have like practices that you give your clients or things for them to do so that after they leave, you know, the session or whatever, that they have something to support them afterwards? Or is it like everything is in the session?
No, they all have homework. There isn't one of them that doesn't have homework. And I say that from the get-go. If you're working with me, you're going to have homework.
All right. So I'm wondering, is there something you can give to our audience in a couple of minutes, a practice or,
yeah, we can do a couple different things. One is, if I think a lot of times we get overwhelmed with our thoughts in our heads. And when we get overwhelmed with thoughts and emotions and everything, that's when we say things that we don't mean to say, or our emotions get the better of us. So one of the things I give my clients, and I'm going to say this before we start, if anybody's driving, just listen to this. Do not do this.
Yes.
When you go home. But anyway, I'm going to ask everybody, this is 90 seconds, and it is a technique that the samurais used prior to going into battle, because they knew that they'd be top heavy. They'd all be in their head. So they wanted to be centered. So I'm going to ask everybody to take a deep breath in. And as they exhale, close down your eyes. And now I want you to take all your thoughts and all your feelings and all your emotions and just group them all into your head. Just feel them all there. Take a deep breath in and exhale and just feel all those emotions. Now we're going to move all the thoughts and emotions down to 2 inches below your navel, which is your hara point. And so I'm going to ask you to now slowly move them down, 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 and just let all these thoughts and emotions just empty out of your mind and flow down, down, down. Let them just keep going down. Let them flow down. And now from this point, see a bright light. And from that light, see it go down your legs to the ground, to the center of the earth. And just let everything flow down your legs to the ground, to the center of the earth. And now you can open your eyes. It's a simple way, quick way. I have quite a few CEOs. It's a quick way, like when you're negotiating something or you're in something, you can excuse yourself for a moment. Just clear your head, let it all go out. And I would say this to people, if you've had a hectic day before you walk into the house and meet your family, do this in your car. It takes a couple seconds. There's a couple other tricks that I help where I can, if you're feeling pressure in your chest, like if you have anxiety and you're feeling the pressure, or you're anxious and you feel it in your solar plexus or your chest, so you can just imagine putting a straw there and just feeling the energy come out, and you'll feel it come out. And it's just, that's a simple practice. And then I have another one that blows people's minds when we do it, which is, it's kind of similar. You sit in the chair, but what you do is you have the ability to flip the energy from your brain back here forward. So now you have superpower right there.
Okay.
And so that's a whole nother level of teaching people how to maximize you know, their subconscious and conscious mind and brain power.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And you'll see things differently with that one. You'll see everything clearly.
So when you have somebody that comes to you, and let's say they have a lot of severe trauma and they've really, you know, abuse, and they have a lot of pain, and they have a lot of unresolved trauma, how do you work with them to get them just to settle down and then to get through all of that? Because there can be a lot.
It can be a lot. We go through relaxation process to just get them to relax and to feel safe in the environment, feel safe speaking to me, feel safe in what we're doing. So I really do take a while with someone like that to explain what we're doing and the process. And then we just do it gently with someone who's experienced it a lot. I went through a lot of trauma as a kid and also as an adult. And so I understand it. And so you just kind of gentle. So it depends on who's in front of me. And I usually am pretty guided on how to handle who's ever in front of me.
Gotcha.
And do it very gently, very gently.
So gentle and slow.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. We're going to take, I can't believe it, our last break of the show. And then when we come back, I'd love to know just a little bit more about how you work and maybe if you can project forward what the future holds for Janet Schmidt. Okay.
Okay.
So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc. And of course, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch us on all the podcasting platforms. And we'll be right back with our guest, Janet Schmidt, in just a moment to wrap up.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Janet, I was curious, you mentioned you were doing a presentation in front of a group of people. Do you only work one-on-one with people, or do you do group work as well?
I do group work as well. I mean, I've done retreats, and I also work with corporate groups. So I'll do a workshop first so that they understand how to recognize how they're programmed. But also, it increases corporate emotional intelligence to understand that everybody you work with has their own epigenetic coding, has their own imprinting. And when we can grasp that, and I think just us as humanity and individuals, if we really looked at people and said, well, if they grew up that way, it's like seeing somebody who's abuse, who's been abused and then they become an abuser. It doesn't excuse them being an abuser, but you can have an understanding that they were abused too.
Right.
And so you can have compassion. That doesn't mean that you excuse what they did.
Right.
So there's a line there, but it's also, you can have some sort of understanding of it. And so I think that in the corporate world, it's really important to understand and to have a really cohesive team to kind of go down that lane with everyone so that everyone can have that understanding and create a strategy. But it goes further than that, because then they have goals. And with Psyche, you can actually test the subconscious mind and see if they believe that. I could test if I was, I have fear? I could test that. And your subconscious mind will never lie. It runs 95% of your body. So it's just not going to lie. And so I have a way of testing. But even in that, once we move the group, the team to that portion of the meeting, I take each person individually, because we as humans have a nature to say, how'd you test? How'd I test? How, you know, and I keep it all confidential. And so if somebody tests weak, I instill the belief that the whole team's agreed to. So if they've agreed to have a really successful team and they put in these belief systems that they want in, then I take them separately. And I don't tell anybody how anybody's tested. If they want to talk about it, they can. I don't.
So how does someone test themselves if they're unconsciously weak or strong towards something? You just use kinesiology?
Yes. Yeah. You can use kinesiology. It's very simple. You can train yourself to understand, you know, what's true, what's not true, you know, and start off with really simple things.
Gotcha. And you talked a lot about like companies and corporate culture. Do you find that business owners and businesses are more open to this type of work than they were in the past when you first started?
I think they are. I think they're much more open to it. The way I started was I had a couple CEOs and head of management that were seeing me privately, and they liked it so much that it spun off. And then I had somebody that I actually ended up having as a client that said, will you do a workshop for a bunch of corporate management women? And I said, yes, I'll do that. So that kind of birthed it for me. And it became really big right before COVID. And then took off during COVID because everybody was working from different places.
Right. So do you do a lot of your work over Zoom now?
I do. I have clients in Europe. So, nice. Yeah. So I have probably 75%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I know, like, my wife, she's a psychotherapist. And so she's had to make that transition of seeing clients in person to seeing people virtually. And she uses EMDR and other modalities. And she's had a lot of success with working with people virtually, because if they're in their own home, there's an extra level of safety, rather than if they have to get on a subway or get in a car and drive to you and then come to your place to work with you. Do you find that as true with the energetic work?
I believe that is true. I do have a couple of clients who said, I just want to come and meet you in person the first. They always want to meet me once. And then after that, they're fine with Zoom.
Right.
A lot of times they'll want to meet me, but then I have other people who, like I said, I have people in Europe, and they're fine with doing the Zoom.
Right.
I do think your wife is correct in the fact that I think people find being in their own home and doing this work, because this is heavy duty work. Right. I mean, you really have to sit in your feelings and all of this and travel down the lane of the rabbit hole of where they came from. Mm. And it's kind of takes them also to the, you know, not knowing what you don't know. And so that's a difficult, and so it kind of feels good when you're sitting in your own home.
Right. I'm curious, do you have any daily practices that help you to stay grounded and clean and centered, you know, because when you're working with people, I mean, basically we work with people who are dealing, who have trauma, who have a lot of challenges. That kind of work can wear on somebody after a while. So I'm curious, what do you do to keep yourself in a good energetic state?
Well, I meditate.
How long?
I probably at least do an hour a day, maybe two. It depends. But I'm at least doing an hour a day, whether I do a half an hour in the morning or a half an hour a night. But like today, I did an hour in the morning. And I give people different meditations to do, you know, frequency meditations. I do those myself. And I think that that's key. And some of the techniques that I give my clients, I do on myself. Like when I was telling you about flipping the cortex in the back and bringing it in the front. I do that. I try to do it every time I sit down.
Oh, wow.
So I share with everyone. I mean, what I do, I give to my clients. So I don't, you know, the same homework I do. Although I'm not doing all the in-depth of writing down my feelings and everything, but I am doing the meditations. I am doing a lot of the techniques that I teach them.
And I'm curious, with all that you've learned, where do you see yourself going from here? Are there more modalities that you're looking to learn, or are there more ways you're looking to apply these techniques?
Well, you know, I'm always interested in new things. So I'm always going to try something new. I'm in the process of learning from a new teacher right now, a whole new part. And so, you know, I'm always, the best way to manifest some of the things and the joyful things is to rest in the I don't know what I don't know. And if you can rest and surrender in that you're not going to know everything, and that there's always an end goal, but you don't have to know how you're going to get there. And so that was the hardest thing for me, was to, I don't know what I don't know. So I answer you, the question is, I'm absolutely positive that I will learn more modalities. I'm writing a book on everything I've done so people can share with that. Voice Consciousness Unedited. But I don't know what I don't know, but I know wherever I'm going is going to be fabulous.
So what are you going to call the book? Do you know yet?
Yeah, it's Voice Consciousness Unedited.
Voice Consciousness Unedited. Interesting title.
It's a guidebook. It's a guidebook for people, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of work. I'm really happy. Just like your book is a beautiful piece of work, and it's just to help others, and I'm in service of others. So when we say, where are we going to be? Not so sure, but I know it's going to be joy filled and very loving.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Jenna, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on my show today. If our audience wants to reach out to you and learn more about you and maybe even book a session with you, how would they find you?
Oh, they can go just to www.janetelaineschmidt.com. Just my name. Made it easy.
All right. And Schmidt is spelled Schmidt. By the way, you're not related to, as I know, another Schmidt up in L.A., who I've done some work with, Sheila Schmidt.
Not that I know of.
Right. There's a lot of them around. There's a lot of Schmidts around. All right. Well, thank you so much, Janet. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. I love the work that you do. It's really beautiful work. So I'm glad there are people like you out there doing this kind of work.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And I'm glad there's people like you having people like us on.
Of course. Sure. Of course. And if you ever want to recommend anyone to me, please feel free to connect me.
I will.
And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. I'm so appreciative. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc. And we're up on all the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you love to listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. So thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.